So today what we're going to talk about is six things that take no talent, zero talent. They'll make your weight loss efforts easier. And I'm talking about so much easier. Let's go.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, I hope you're crushing it. I hope you're doing good. I hope you're doing great. I hope that you are enjoying what you're doing and you are tackling 2024 like nothing else. I hope so. I hope that you are, because I know that I am. I'm ready. I'm pumped. 2024, you're mine. Achilles is feeling good. It's feeling good. It's feeling really, really good. There's really no like actual pain other than stiffness and the inability to like do some things that I would really, really like, but I love it. But I do feel good. I feel great. Today I did some goblet heels elevated squats, which are a big, big deal to me, because if you know me, you know that I like to do squats. So that was pretty big. That was a huge, huge deal. So that's a big highlight. We're headed into week number 12 of my post-surgery recovery. So it's been a journey. It's been good though. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed going through this. I've enjoyed learning about it. I've enjoyed reaching out to other coaches and to physical therapists online and seeing what they've been doing, because there's really like no obvious answer. Like, just this is what you need to do, because we're all so different. We are all so different. Same thing goes with your fitness. We're all so different. And I think that you have to approach things a little bit differently for some and versus others. But I think at the end of the day, you have to do something. I saw a really cool quote earlier. What did it say? It said, life is like riding a bicycle. You have to go faster in order to keep moving. I guess that's how it was said. Where in order to keep moving, you got to go faster, I guess you could say. Or you have to keep riding. The same thing goes for this. A good friend of mine, Caleb, if he's listening, I always quote him all the time. You just have to keep moving. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. And he uses that reference. He uses that a lot when we're exercising, and just keep moving. Just keep moving. And I've really applied that to my life. I really have. And it really is true. Like, you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. You have to continue to get better, to get stronger. Even no matter what it is, you have to go after it. So I think this is a big thing heading into 2020, going into 2024, as we already are, that a lot of times, a lot of things that we do really requires no talent at all. It requires no education. It requires nothing. So I want to share some of those things with you today as far as getting to that next tier, getting to that goal, getting to what you want to accomplish and what you're trying to accomplish. And I think that's a huge, huge deal headed forward. So number one, and again, this is going to make your life a lot easier. Number one, obviously, is always going to be is 9 times out of 9, 10 times out of 10, 11 out of 11, you need to be sleeping. If you're not sleeping, I understand some of you may have babies, you may have young kids that wake you up, you may have dogs like I do that just wake me up. I can just, oh, I love my dog and I cannot stand my dog at the same time. But I'm telling you, they will wake you up, you will be disturbed. So trying to get at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep is huge, because the more sleep you get, the less hungry you're going to be. And the more sleep means you're going to want to get up in the morning. The more sleep, you're going to want to work out. The more sleep that your hormones are going to want to trigger. The more sleep, more sleep, more sleep, more sleep, and way more sleep is going to help you. Now, I understand that you got to get up and do things. You have kids. You have all these things. So just setting a time and going, you know what? I'm going to go to bed at 9:30, and I'm going to wake up at 6 or 5. That's plenty of sleep. That's great. I'm going to go sleep at 10:30. I'm going to wake up at 6. That's still good. Don't try not to go past midnight if you can. Really do your best not to. I know some of you may have different schedules that you have to go by. That's okay. So just adjust. Just adjust according to you. Really, just more sleep, the better. More sleep, your hormones. Like last night, I got plenty of sleep. I felt good today in my workout. yeah, I can't move as well as I used to just because I'm still recovering from my injury, but I definitely felt strong. I felt good. So you need to do the same. So the second one is going to be more protein. You got to eat more protein. If you eat more protein, you're going to be less hungry. Notice what I've said earlier, less hungry. Because especially if you're trying to lose weight, right? If you're trying to lose weight, like this is what this whole podcast episode is about, losing weight, it's going to help you. It also will help prevent those muscles from going away, which means your metabolism is going to remain high and you're going to look strong. You're going to get toned, whatever word that you use. So the more protein that you have, I've increased my protein a bunch and I've noticed my strength gains. I've noticed that I've gotten bigger, stronger. Now, I know that just because I lift heavier and I want to lift heavy because all I can do right now really is upper body. And I don't care. I want to do that. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. That's not yours. But I'm saying the more protein that you eat, the stronger you're going to be. And I'm not saying I'm ginormous by any means, but I definitely have put on muscle mass. And I like that, especially as I get older. And I know you'll like that too. The more muscle on your body, you're just going to look better. You're just going to feel better. Your body's going to thank you. I promise. Number three. This is something that's important too. Go for walks, get more walking in. Like I've told you about this before in the past, before I was injured, I'd get anywhere from 10K to 15K. I know that's a standard number, but that's a really good number to shoot for daily. And it's going to help you to increase your mobility and your movement. If you walk at least 7,000 to 10,000 to 15,000 steps a day, I can't walk very well yet. And I'm telling you right now, if I look at my watch, let's look at it real quick. 7,000 steps. 7,000. That's pretty good. And I don't walk very fast. You're going to walk a heck of a lot faster than I will. So you can hit that goal. Shoot for it. Why not? Why not shoot for that goal? More walking, the better. Go for walks. If you're indoors, get on the treadmill and walk. That's way better. Listen to a podcast. Listen to something that's going to help you get stronger, get better, more mentally focused. Don't just browse the television. Listen to something that's going to help you. Learn something today. You can do that while you're walking or go walk with your spouse or significant other, somebody. Go have a conversation. Be present. I think that's a big, big one. Number four, time. We all have the same 24/7, right? We all have the same time each and every day. What we do with it is what separates us. So time management. Because if you're missing your workouts, guys, if you're missing your steps, if you're missing healthy meals, you're missing these things, you're taking many, many steps backwards. I've never heard of anybody saying, man, I should have never worked out today. I shouldn't have worked out today. Because that doesn't happen. You enjoy a good workout. You enjoy moving. You enjoy getting stronger. I know you will. But you also got to make sure that you're scheduling this in your calendar. If it's scheduled, then it's going to happen. If it's written down, it's going to happen. So if you want to lose weight, you're going to have to write it down and make it happen. You're going to have to plan how many days a week you're going to exercise. Are you going to go 2, 3, 4 times to the gym? Are you going to do it in your garage gym? Are you going to hire a trainer to make sure that you have accountability to get there? All those things play a role in your fitness. I'm just saying you're going to have way more success if you write it down and way more success if you plan it and way more success if you plan and achieve. All right, number five. This one's hard. This one was hard for me to list, but stress management, right? Kate and I have a stressful life. I won't get into it too much, but we definitely have a stressful life. And I know when I get stressed, I want to eat chips and I want to eat salsa. That's my stressor. And I don't know what it is for you, but that's not good, right? Instead of doing that, what I've started to do is I really have started just to clear my thoughts, write things down, not really journaling, but write some things down to help me. Because you get that out of your mind, whatever it is that's bugging you. You can't really, there's no reason to stress about it, right? Even if it's prayer, meditation, all those things help. All of that helps. But I'm telling you, you're going to have to, again, plan this. You're going to have to, again, make sure that you have it on your calendar, because if you don't, and if you don't make it a habit, then the stress is going to stay. I don't think we can ever eliminate stress, but we can definitely manage stress. So I think if you can maybe find some way to walk, to journal, to meditate, to pray. All those things will help you. Sit in your car for 15 minutes. Heck, start a podcast. That's what I do a lot of, I guess, as you can tell. So the stress is always going to be there, but it's how you deal with the stress is what is really is going to help you. And number six, I think this is a big one for all of us, but the 80-20 approach. So 80% of the time you eat good, well, and 20% of the time you just blow it, right? But I think the best thing to do is to find things that you that really help you. That, like, if it's for breakfast, if it's for lunch, if it's for dinner, I got to make sure I'm eating enough protein, right? I got to make sure that I'm putting that protein into my body so that way I can build muscle. I can keep muscle in my body. I can burn fat. My metabolism can soar. All those things. So I always want to make sure that I have a protein on my plate. I always want to make sure that I have a vegetable on my plate. I always want to make sure that I have some type of fruit. I have something on my plate that I know my body needs. And you know this. You know this. I don't have to tell you that. So making sure that all these things are nutritious to help you. Even if you're on the go, you can still have a protein bar, a protein smoothie, protein shake. You can make a vegetable smoothie, a fruit smoothie, something that's going to help you. I think a lot of times we get too stuck on, we have to be 100% healthy. We have to be 100% eating right. No, 80%. Heck, even 75%, 70% is going to be a lot better. But if you really do try to incorporate small amounts like this throughout your week, I'm telling you, it's going to make a huge difference. It's going to compound over time. You're not going to see the results today. You're not going to see it tomorrow. You're not going to see it 3 months from now. You may see it 6 months from now, 9 months from now, a year from now. And I think I, for me, going through this Achilles journey, I'm about to hit 3 months and I've come such a long way, but I still got a long ways to go. I still do. I know I do, but that's okay. I'm ready for it. I have, my goal is going to be to try the Murph, to do the Murph workout, not try, do it on Memorial Day. That's something I always do every single year. And I've done it for I don't know how many years now, but I enjoy doing that, paying honor to our fallen soldiers on that day. And this is something I really want to do. I really, really want to do. I'm excited to do. And that's a goal of mine. And I'm going to keep telling myself that every single day. I got to get stronger for the Murph. I get to get stronger for the Murph. Notice the difference in that phrase. Not got to, I get to. So the same thing goes for you. Are you going to get more sleep? Do you want it bad enough to eat more protein? Are you going to walk more? Are you going to make time? Are you going to stress less? Are you not going to freak out when you do eat something bad? Just get back on track, right? 80-20 approach. All these things take no talent, right? And I didn't even talk about strength training. I didn't even talk about that in here at all. I didn't even talk about doing burpees, which I love, and I cannot wait to do a burpee, a real down to the ground, chest on the ground, licking the ground burpee. No, I just think, Don't make this too complicated, because you can do this. I do believe in you. And if you need help, reach out. Now's the time. Reach out. BUSTOS training. We're everywhere. Myself, Kate, we can help you. Come find us in Abilene. We'll help you there too. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, because I want you to succeed. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.